Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast. I'm your host, Ben, and with me always is Ty.
Arr.
And Andrew.
Hey, yes,
that was Andrew's silence because he's still mad from our last episode. So you won't hear much from him today. I'll make sure I get all the A's in for both of us, eh?
All right, eh? Now let's talk about the new Canadian Space Bucks. The $5 bill with the Canada arm on there.
The fuck are you talking about? That's not on our list to talk about.
Have you seen the picture of the $5 bill up there?
No. It can't look any worse than our money, though, with like this oversized head of a president.
It's pretty bad.
What's it called? The Canadian arm.
No, the Canada arm.
I don't care about the shuttle arm. I know about the shuttle arm. Why can't I find the money? Oh, there it is. Maybe. The Bank of Canada has unveiled new $5 and $10 bills that show off two of the only three things Canada knows how to do. Railways and arms.
All right, so speaking of Canada and how much they love Apple products, do you know how much it's going to cost to have coffee with the Apple CEO?
As of yesterday, $210,000.
Isn't that ridiculous?
I wish I had $210,000, period. Let alone $210,000 to waste on breakfast with Tim Cook.
Yeah, and then you have to pay for your flight, pay for your accommodations, and everything like that. And they'll probably pay, you have to pay for your own coffee. I mean, it goes to the RFK Center for Justice and Human Rights, should go to something like Alzheimer's, something that is extremely underfunded.
It's great that the money's going to charity, quote-unquote charity.
Yeah.
But really, $210,000 to sit down with Apple's CEO.
For an hour. And you can't bring your smartphone in. You can't tweet about it or talk about anything. You have to sign a non-disclosure agreement. Oh, yeah, 30 minutes to an hour. That's how long it'll be. And the winner can out blog, social network, talk to the press, write about, take pictures, or record during the experience in any way due to security regulations. What are they really going to talk about? Hi, I'm rich. You're rich. Let's laugh at poor people and shower in money.
Make it rain money, bitches.
That's how we get rent paid.
But why? Why would you just donate the money? Now, Tim Cook isn't the only one doing this, though.
No. I mean, there's a lot of people.
Robert De Niro, Alex Trebek. I'm sorry, who is Alex Trebek? Carrie Underwood. Peyton, I get paid too much to throw a football around Manning. William Shatner. And the late night man I can't stand, David Letterman.
I hate him.
He could pay me $210,000 and I probably wouldn't sit down with him for an hour.
But the thing is, like, there's still a week left on bidding until it actually closes on May 14th. They could get even more money for this. Last year, somebody paid $3.4 million for lunch with Warren Buffett.
Why?
Yeah.
That's just a waste of money. I don't care if it is going to a charity. I mean, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm a jealous little, I work my ass off and don't have that much money in my lifetime. Save lives day in and day out, and I'll never come anywhere near $3.4 million. Whoever this is just happens to have $3.4 million laying around. Oh, I want to have breakfast with Warren Buffett and not be able to tell anybody about it.
Does Canada have anything to say about this?
Ground control to Canada.
Do I have to call in Chopper 5 to hover around Andrew's house?
Commencing countdown for the podcast. Hello, Andrew.
Canada.
Hello, Canada.
I forget why he doesn't want to talk. Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Never mind.
What was it? I forget.
Because nobody likes Canada on the podcast.
Oh. No. No what? Fuck them. Ass bandits. Since Andrew will not be speaking this episode, he may have come down with laryngitis or something. I will be reading his tweets, or his text messages for you all.
Oh, okay.
This podcast. I hope your laryngitis gets healed soon. Now let's go from people with tons of money to a company with no money.
Oh, burn.
As I'm holding a BlackBerry Z10 in my hand.
A BlackBerry Z10?
A Z10.
You have a Z10 still?
Yeah, I still have it.
All right, cool.
I haven't finished the review yet.
What do you think about it?
It's not a bad phone, but it's just like Windows. There's not enough apps.
Oh, that's a shame, eh?
It is, eh?
Maple syrup and moose.
And snow.
Well, speaking of BlackBerry, For some reason, they thought that it'd be smart to say that tablets only have 5 years to live. I think that their company only has 5 years to live.
Depending on how the Z10 and Quad 10 work, yeah.
They're predicting a big turnaround for the company, but I don't know. If you're saying the phone's good, I'll take your word for it. It probably is going to advance more.
The problem they have is they still got to get over what they just came from.
So many mistakes. Well, what's funny is that Thorstein Hines, the CEO of BlackBerry, also predicted that BlackBerry, now brace yourselves, could once again become the absolute leader in mobile technology, beating out Apple and Android and Windows Phone.
The only way that's going to happen is if...
That'll ever happen!
There we go.
I couldn't stand the frustration anymore once you said that.
The only way it will ever happen is if Thorstein happens to hire every single person that has ever worked in Apple's PR team.
BlackBerry should just throw down their phones and wave the white flag and just give up.
It ain't gonna happen.
No. I mean, I'm surprised that they've clung on this long, to be honest. I thought they were done.
It's like the end of Titanic. You just want to see him just drift into the water and die.
Is it bad that the scene where the guy was falling and he's like, and, he hits the propeller and it starts flipping?
That shit kills me every time.
Over and over again, I watch that.
Stupid listeners.
Draw me like one of your French girls. So, Andrew.
What?
What do you think about tablets being done in 5 years?
I think it's bullshit. Tablets are going to still be around. I think that Heinz Ketchup over there needs to just shut his mouth.
Oh, no. Heinz Ketchup is American. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Headquarters here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Hey, we have a tomato festival every year.
Oh.
Wow, and you make fun of me for having a maple syrup festival.
Oh, no. I never made fun of you. That shit.
I didn't make fun of you for that either. Remember, I have one here, too.
I wish we had one here. No, that'd be awesome. Maple syrup and bacon? I'd be in heaven.
Maple syrup covered bacon. Candied bacon.
God. I'm so hungry.
Canadian bacon.
You know, I didn't talk about being hungry last episode.
Which is a surprise, because you're always hungry, you fat bastard.
I'm so hungry right now.
Is that really a fact, Andrew?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
That one was just for you, Ty.
Kangaroos have three, but...
And then you're going to send Ben off.
But back to the whole tablet thing, I almost agree with him on that.
Really? They'll be done in 5 years?
Three words for you. Galaxy Note 2. When I had that phone, it was big enough that I didn't need to use my tablet.
Well, does everybody still forget the Dell Streak? Come on, people.
The what?
The Dell Streak.
Did anybody even buy those?
Andrew.
Oh. My bad.
Surprisingly enough, it's actually pretty popular in the States from when I had it. Because up here in Canada, there's barely any accessories or cases. I went down to the States, and there was just a shit ton.
I had never heard of it until you had one.
Oh, I'd heard of it, but, I mean, and look, with, what is it, HTC coming out with a 6.8-inch screen smartphone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What is that,
I can't remember. We talked about it a couple episodes ago.
Yeah.
But when you have a phone screen that big or a tablet screen that small, whichever way you want to look at it, you don't need the other device. Because for me, the about 7-inch form factor tablet is the perfect size.
Oh, it's amazing. I wish I had tablet. One.
Still don't know that I want to hold a tablet up to the side of my head to talk.
No, I wouldn't want to do that.
And I don't want to be one of those doofuses walking around the store with a little Bluetooth headset in looking like I'm talking to myself.
I think... Now, here's my solution to the homeless problem. If we just gave every homeless person a Bluetooth, they wouldn't look crazy. Because that way they're not talking to themselves. They look like they're talking on the phone.
I think people with the Bluetooth headsets look like they're talking to themselves.
I get confused.
You know they just talk the fucking Bluetooth headset and go by crack.
Well, super glue it to their ear.
Why not just save them money and not even buy them?
Moving on. So does anybody think that BlackBerry is going to get back into the tablet market?
Hope not.
Because, what was theirs called? What'd they have? The Playbook?
Yeah, theirs was the Playbook. Honestly, if they were to turn around and get into the tablet market after making a statement that they're going to be dead in 5 years, wouldn't surprise me at all, to be honest, because BlackBerry's famous for making stupid decisions.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I mean, I remember when the HP touchpad was trying to market itself, and then...
I still want one so bad.
I have two of them. I love it.
Send me one, you prick.
Well, I mean, the only reason I like it is because we rooted it and put Android on it.
Well, yeah. That's why I want one.
It's got the newest Android. So it's like a brand new tablet every time new Android software comes out. But other than that, I'd rather have a 7-inch tablet.
How big is the touchpad?
0.1, I think.
See, with me, I figure if I'm going to have a tablet, it needs to be bigger. Like, there's no point on... I don't see a point on having a 5-inch or 7-inch tablet. Because if I have a tablet, I'm going to use it to watch, like, my Netflix or Hulu or something like that.
And I like the touchpad. It's just a little, like, seeing these new ones come out that are so light and so thin.
Yeah.
Really makes me want to upgrade.
The touchpad's how old? It's 2 years old now? Yeah, I think it's only 2 years old. It may have came out just on the border, but I know there was all the rage when they stopped selling it, and then they started selling it again and couldn't find one anywhere, especially when they dropped the price down to, like, $100.
$100. I got two of those bad boys.
I legitimately went and looked for one, and I even looked for one online.
Oh, it was...
And then I noticed some D-bag was selling them on eBay for, like, $800 and selling them.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, an hour after we found out, they were sold out everywhere. Luckily, a Best Buy employee had bought a couple and was selling them on the side.
So how much did you pay for them?
I only paid, like, $125.
That's not too bad.
He was a nice guy.
Was his name Angelo by any chance?
No.
Because then, in that case, we know what you did to get it for cheaper.
Cooked him dinner?
Exactly.
Cooked him mess?
That's on Thursdays. We're way off topic with that. Come on.
So, speaking of cooking mess and doing things that are illegal, Pirate Bay moved to the Caribbean.
I was like, where are you going with that?
I knew exactly where he was going.
I thought that he was going to, like, Breaking Bad or something.
No, we won't talk about that because that angered me.
Oh. We haven't just... Pirate Bay's not going anywhere for a few minutes. At least we hope not. Breaking Bad. You finally finished it.
Yes. It angered me so much.
Spoiler alert, just in case anybody's listening.
I don't give a shit if anybody's listening and hasn't watched it, you idiots. It's you for not liking me. Mike dies. Pricks.
I was devastated when Mike died.
I was angry.
It was so...
There was four people that were telling me that I had to watch the rest of the show. I would not watch episode 8.
Why?
Because Mike died. There's no point. It's just like in Walking Dead. If Daryl dies, I'm not watching.
Don't even say that.
Did you know that the actor that plays Daryl, Norman Reedus, actually reads each script all the way through first to make sure he doesn't die?
I read that. And then Hank, sitting on the toilet, reads the book.
When I see that, I'm like, well, things are about to get fucked up next half, because that's right after Walter's like, yep, I'm out this bitch.
Exactly. He was like, I'm done. He's got enough money to last forever.
And then, like, even when they're sitting there eating, fucking he looks at that cuntbag Skyler, and they smile. They're all happy, family, all that. And then, boom, Hank.
Yep.
Had to go and take a shit. That's why you don't shit in other people's bathrooms, because you find shit out you don't want to.
Exactly.
My wife actually just finished it last night.
What'd she say?
She just looked at me and went, really? I'm like, yep, now you have to wait. And she's like, God damn it.
At least she didn't watch it way back when it first came out. I watched it live, and I was furious.
Yeah, when does the second half come out?
I think it's August, or June, or July.
Really?
It might be May.
Really? You suck at resourcing.
But I know it's not September.
Are you sure?
It's somewhere between May and June. May and August.
Oh my God, Ty.
Hold on.
So you're saying sometime between now and August, because we're in...
August 11th, that's when it starts.
Jesus.
My bad. Avast. Ben?
That's the antivirus I use.
It is, actually. Are you going to swab the poop deck?
No, actually, I'm going to flush the toilet when I'm done poop decking, but...
Okay. Would you gonna...
Why is the rum gone?
But why is the rum gone? Now people understand the title of the episode.
Well, it's not gone, because the Pirate Bay is now in the Caribbean.
Hooray! And how the Pirates of the Caribbean came to life.
Army mateys.
That's why I said, arr, as my opening. See? See? It's all playing out now.
And now, their thing is piratebay.sx, which is weird.
Yeah, I mean, I just type in T on my browser and it comes up.
Well, it's because all their previous ones got seized by stupid Court of Stockholm. Stupid. Damn Swedish pricks.
They filed a motion at the District Court of Stockholm demanding the seizure of the Pirate Bay.se, Pirate Bay.se, and the PirateBay.is domains. I don't see what the big deal is. All these movie stars have way more than enough money.
That's why I like that there's bands out there now that are like, hey, how about you download our CD?
Ooh.
What the hell?
Sorry.
Man, wow. I don't think your VAST is working, man. Looks like you caught my virus.
I know.
But that's why I like what bands are doing. I think it was Radiohead that did it. They released their CD and said, you pay us what you think it's worth.
See, that's how it should be.
Granted, probably a lot of people didn't pay them, but...
No, I wouldn't. But still.
Well, then you see... And then people are like, well, why do you pirate? Well, look at the news. You see people... You see actors that are like, oh, I'm going to get paid $11.5 million for this part. This is why all the actors and actresses out there are doing coke. Because they don't know what else to spend their money on.
Speaking of which... I'm not
Pepsi.
I'm not going back to Crisscross dying last week, but... Because that's not a big deal to me anymore. I'm over that. Amanda Bynes is on coke and crack and stuff.
Yep. Too much money.
I had no idea. She was like always such like a like an innocent looking little girl. And now she's pulling a Lindsay Loho.
Loho?
Loho. She was a Lohan. Now she's a Loho.
Cerebral Overload does not condone any of the actions by ThaiPie6868@gmail.com.
Yes, you do. You hate her, too.
Oh, I hate this.
Lindsay Lohan or Amanda Bynes?
Either.
I'm just mad I don't have their money.
We all are. But, yeah. I mean, the fact that they could make $10 million, $20 million, $30 million for a part that lasts 5 minutes, but I work 80 hours in 2 weeks sometimes.
Yeah. They make, like, $500 a word.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at one point, wasn't it Oprah was getting paid like $100,000 every minute or something?
Oh, my God. She's so rich.
You know what, though? At least look at... I can't stand Oprah. But at least look at her. During her shows, at least, she gave everybody that came to her show. I mean, how many cars did she give away?
Oh, God.
I love it.
And why Ford didn't go bankrupt.
Yeah. I mean, I love watching her show just for when she gives away shit. You get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car.
You don't, because I don't like you.
Yeah. You get a school. You get a school. School's for everybody. She's just, it just cracks me up. All right, studio audience.
How do we get from Pirate Bay to Oprah?
I don't know, but I love it. Look under your studio chairs.
It's a bomb. Surprise!
And you get a bomb. And you get a bomb.
Just kidding. Crockpots for all.
Bad.
Just like a proper name for a crockpot is a slow cooker because it cooks slow.
I don't know.
Once you go Barack, you never go back.
I think Oprah's hilarious.
I don't like her because she got too much money.
I think she needs to give me some money. Ben's blacker than you, Ty.
Whoa. My Xbox gamer tag is black person 686.
That doesn't make you black. That just makes you racist.
I have African Americans at work that call me their black brother from another mother.
No, you don't.
I do. They tell everybody I'm a light-skinned black guy.
No.
I'll call them, actually.
You're closer to Mexican than black.
I am closer to Mexican. Skin tone, but on the inside.
That's Angelo. He's just closer to Angelo than black.
Oh, that's what it is. My bad. Whoa.
On the inside, I'm dark as night.
You're a damn Twinkie. Get it right.
I'm not an Asian. Oprah!
Let's try that again.
Yeah. All right, so basically what the moral of the story is, the rum may be gone, but the Pirate Bay will not be going anywhere.
And from my experience, I've been using actually Pirate Bay for the past week or so, more and more, because apparently Ty says it's the greatest torrent site out there. And
I love it.
I prefer to buy all my stuff legally from Amazon.com.
Bullshit.
You're a bitch.
No, because with my luck, I'd try to pirate something, and instead of getting rum, I'd end up getting some letter from the government. Haha, we're suing you for $10 million because you downloaded a 30-second video clip.
See, that's the bonus of being up here in Canada. I got a letter for them saying, you know, if you don't delete this, we'll see you. I just tore it up and threw it out.
Oh, I got a letter back in Toledo, a cease and desist letter for, I don't know, some stupid movie.
Well, the one thing that I like is my ISP. They actually won't give out the information regardless of who, because of our laws here, the only way that I can be charged is if I'm downloading it, burning it, mass producing it for profit, So if I sell to cover my costs of what I use, including my internet, they can't prosecute me.
Huh.
It's hilarious.
Oh, in this country, they'll just give away your shit for free.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't even have to ask nicely anymore. We want his information. Okay.
Yeah, but still. Big deal is Pirate Bay's not going anywhere. We got this. Keep doing what you're doing. America. I think it's
good.
two words for you. Kim.com.
What?
Or is that three words?
What is it?
Kim.com.
I don't know what that is.
That's like lemonparty.com. I'm not going.
No. Kim.com from New Zealand. Mega upload.
Oh, okay.
Government shut him down. He said, ha ha, fuck you, American government.
Oh, I'm on it right now. The truth will come out. I feel like they're going to track me for going to this goddamn site. Damn it, Ben! I think that's it. Probably going to go see Iron Man now that it was released Friday.
Hate you.
I'll probably go today and see it. Let you guys know on Thursday how it was.
I'll probably be doing the same thing.
All right. Well, unless you guys have anything else to talk about, I think we're good.
No, I'm good. I'm surprised I held out half the episode not talking.
Yeah, I know. It was really a struggle.
Until you started making that. Ah! All right.
Now we know when Andrew's mad at us, all we got to do is talk about BlackBerry.
And Canada. And how they go hand in hand.
Andrew.
Ben.
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 Shut up!
All right, everybody.
So, Ben.
Tune in on Thursday for episode 7. Which,
and here's how we'll end this episode.
Doesn't have a title yet.
Are you saying the whole episode, Ben?
Were you pooping?
What's that?
Were you pooping?
I would never do such a thing.
You were pooping.
While recording a podcast.
You son of a bitch. I've been sitting here holding out, waiting for the end.
Dude, there was no holding out till the end.
Oh, Ben.
All right. Close it out, Ben.
Oh, I thought that was the closeout.
You know what I'm saying, you whore.
Now, what are you saying? Are you saying, peace out, bitches?
That's it. Thank you.